Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Attention Coach Jeff Copper. We're Attention Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, August the 24th, in the year 2011, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I cannot believe the end of August is almost near. With us today in our virtual studio is Jody Sleeper Trippett, a return guest, and our topic today is motivation is the key to learning. We have a ton of stuff to cover today, and I'm going to kind of rearrange some of the things that way I do at the beginning of the show. Jody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here again.
We were talking before this, you're up in the Virginia area, and you survived the earthquake, right?
Certainly did. As I said, I'm one of the few people that didn't even feel it, so I don't know what that means. I was surrounded by it, but thankfully everyone's okay up here.
All right. Kind of bounce around here for a little bit. The topic tonight is going to be motivation. It's the key to learning, but right now I'm motivated, to make a few announcements. One, as everyone, Timer has been a loyal sponsor of ours for a period of time, and I want to remind everybody out there that they have a new app out for their iPad. Mine is on. I've been diligently using it for the last, I think, month and a half for our shows, and it's. I have to tell you, I absolutely love it. I do need to read this. I apologize, but they're actually doing a special for us at Attention Talk Radio. So Attention Talk Radio and Timer are about helping those with ADHD move forward. And as a result, we wanted you to know that Timer is having a back-to-school special. Just call 877-771-TIME. Tell them that you heard about the Timer back-to-school special on Attention Talk Radio, and you'll get $10 off the purchase of their 3-inch size Timer model. That is just for that one. I believe the regular retail price is $19.95, so it's basically $10 or half off. This is good. This offer is good to September the 1st, so don't delay. It's the 24th. Yep, 24th. So you got about a week to do it. So please take advantage of this and make sure that when you call them, tell them you heard about this on Attention Talk Radio. And one last time, the number is 877-771-TIME. Next, I wanted to remind everybody the virtual ADHD conference is around the corner. Where are my notes on that? I believe it's October 3rd through the 8th or whatever. If you go to virtual ADD conference, you can find out more about it there. But no, that's around the corner. And then on the heels of that, in November, we have the CHAD conference again, which is going to be in Orlando. That's November 10th through the 12th. For more information on that, go to chadd.org. And Jody, you're presenting again this year at the CHAD conference, right?
Yes, I am. This year I'm presenting on empowering youth with ADHD, which is great to follow up to my book.
Ah, well, that's what we're talking about tonight. And you're also you're in charge of the coaching track for the CHAD conference, right?
Right.
So you kind of help kind of pull all that stuff together. So that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to see all the proposals and get a sense of there's so many people out there who have great information to share. So I hope a lot of people join us at the conference.
You know, I need to call you after the conference and get the ones that were kind of close. Maybe have them on the show.
Oh yeah.
Another announcement I'll make is that CHAD is making a call to help save the National Resource Center on ADHD and other disability programs through the National Center of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention. That's the CDC funds CHAD's National Resource Center on ADHD, that's the NRC, along with other critical programs affecting people with lost limbs, spinal bifida, muscular dystrophy, paralysis, autism, and other disabilities. This year, the president's budget proposes the consolidation of all these programs into one over a three-year period. This consolidation will severely and negatively impact the lives of hundreds of thousands of people with disabilities who rely on these programs and services. So they're making a call out to everybody to contact your elected congressional members. If you go to chadd.org, you can find some more information on this, and I actually think that they actually have a link that you can go to kind of help narrow down who you should write to based on your given area. Also, with Jody on the program, we actually have to announce that you're going to be in Provo, Utah in about 3 weeks, right?
Right. September 14th to 16th, we have a 3-day coaching skills workshop, and as we were talking about earlier, you do not have to be a coach to attend, and it's a beautiful spot. It's $1,000 a person for the 3 days. You get a free copy of my book in addition to all the course material. So it's going to be great. We have quite a few people already signed up from the Provo area and, again, from a lot of surrounding areas. It's a pretty easy drive.
And today we're actually going to be talking. I mean, part of what inspired today's show is, again, I had heard an audio class of one of your instructors teaching your program, and they were talking about motivation, and there's some stuff here that we'll get into in a second that really struck me. And a lot of the basis of today, at least I'm presuming Jody's going to be coming out of that book, and it'll be covered in that in Provo, Utah. So hopefully through this show we'll motivate you to buy the book and go to Provo.
Sounds great.
Let's see. Do I have anything else? Nothing other than Jody, you're a return guest with us. You are a master certified coach and senior certified ADHD coach. You're the president of JST Coaching. You've been providing coaching services for, I guess, 15 years.
Right.
You offer the first coach training program focused on the intricacies of coaching teens and college students with ADHD. And you're the first, and I think really kind of the premier, just based off of some of the research and some of the validation that's happened from other people, not to say there's not other good programs out there, but I know that you've refined this, and it's excellent. As we mentioned earlier, you're the co-chair of the coaching track at the CHAD Annual Conference. You also completed your coach training at the Coaches Training Institute, which we have in common. I went there as well. Also, you went to Success Unlimited Network, Catalyst Coaching, and the American Coaching Association. And currently you're the director of training at the EDGE Foundation, an organization devoted to providing coaching for adolescents and young adults with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, recently EDGE is announcing the winners, because there's a scholarship that I believe with Shire and EDGE that has been given out to some people to go to secondary education and are years free of coaching. Is that true?
Correct. What happened, Shire was kind enough to give a grant to the foundation to sponsor, and it all came on the heels of the research that we did over 2 years in coaching college students with ADHD, and they decided to give grant money to help students not only pay for college but to add coaching on, since they realized in looking at the great results of the study that, hey, we might as well put coaching in the package because that's going to improve the success rate for the kids.
And it's spectacular. It's great that Shower's doing it. It's great that EDGE is doing this stuff and a wonderful opportunity. So that's I know you're involved with that. One last announcement preview. We've been talking to some new advertisers and some sponsorship here at Attention Talk Radio. We talked about that in our newsletter that went out a couple days ago. And we're putting together a package for ADHD Awareness Week I think you're going to be pretty excited about. I can't announce it yet, but it'll be a series of shows Monday through Friday. And I think we actually have an exclusive announcement that's going to come out that Friday, which, again, more to come. If you go to attentionradio.com, you can sign up for our newsletter and get the breaking news on that. So enough of that. Let's move that aside. Time on to the topic, motivation and learning. To begin, Jody, I just wanted to ask a question. We all talk about motivation, but what is motivation?
Well, there are two ways to answer that, and one is if I had the key to motivation, I would be a very wealthy woman. but basically, motivation is the desire to take action and to go after our goals. So to be able to see that, yeah, this is something I want to do, have that desire, and be able to move forward with it. And that's where it gets tricky when you add ADHD into it, because that first part, you know, the desire's there.
Yep.
Can you do it? Not necessarily on your own.
That's key, and we're going to circle back because a lot of our conversation is going to be based on that. But you know, when I was listening, at least to this tape that really kind of motivated the show, is the person said, you know, has anybody ever done anything they weren't motivated to do? And that struck me because I started thinking about it. I can't think of anything.
No, I ever did. And I think that a lot of it is that when we're motivated, when we find what it is that we enjoy doing, or have a way to connect something that is motivating, that is of interest, attached to something that we might not really want to do, it makes it more motivating, more interesting, something to go after. So that's where it really is for each of us, that, you know, we're motivated to do the work that we do, not only because of a paycheck, because we know that for many people it's not about the paycheck. It's about, what do you get out of the work you're doing? Is it the people? Is it the product? Is it your creativity? So that's what we're looking for. And it's great to be able to start this for school-age children so that we can figure out how to help them find their own motivational triggers and incentives to move forward.
And I want to just insert this, because you were at last year's CHAD conference, myself and Rick Lavoie. Did I pronounce that right?
Correct.
Richard Lavoie. He was one of the keynote speakers. His talk was called Tale for the Road. And one of the things that struck me, because when I was listening to that, the tape that inspired me, and I was reflecting back on him, is he was telling a story about a child who was being asked to read in the front of class every couple weeks. And he had some glasses, and apparently he had smashed the glasses or something before it, so that he could say, I can't read because I can't see. And he would go home, and his parents would just take it out on him. And his conversation was interesting because he was talking about motivation, and as if the parents were saying, this child's not motivated to do anything. And it's funny because he said, oh, this child was motivated because he didn't want to be embarrassed by struggling to read in front of the classmates. And I'm only just want to kind of bring that up because motivation sometimes is not easily recognizable. It's not as obvious as what we might see or might think it is, because people can be motivated for a variety of different reasons.
Right. And another great example that a lot of parents can relate to, and I know it's frustrating for them as well, is that students who say, I can't do my homework, or I forgot to do my homework, or I forgot to turn it in, when young people are stuck, and if you're sitting there and you can't figure it out, better to say I forgot to do it than I don't know how to do it. There's that embarrassment, that shame around, I don't know how to do these math problems.
Mm-hmm.
So better, oh, yeah, I did it. It's in my backpack. Go to school. Don't turn it in because it never was done. And that's what we find out in working day-to-day and week-to-week in coaching, is that if we can figure out how to break it down to say, oh, so if you knew how to do this piece of this equation, then you'd be able to go to the next piece and the next piece and the next piece. And when they start to see that, that's really exciting, and they get to do it, then they get the grade, and there's that added layer of motivation just for getting it done and knowing how to do it.
I liked what you said there. Everything that was a great example, and I really liked what you said, we need to break this down. And I want to go to a break in a second because I want to start breaking motivation down, particularly how does it relate to young people with ADHD. But before we do that, for anybody who wants to get in contact with you or actually get a copy of the book, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to go to my website, which is www.jstcoach.com, and you can get the book at addwarehouse.com or at amazon.com.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
I thought I could handle college, but I just got my grades. My first year was a disaster. I barely passed. My folks think I slacked off, but I really tried hard. I just could not keep organized with all my assignments. By the end, I just gave up. Maybe I'm just not cut out for college.
Did you know that students have the highest risk of failure during their first semester of college? That's especially true for students who learn differently. Many bright and motivated students with learning disabilities and ADHD have chosen Landmark College in Vermont in order to develop the learning strategies and confidence they'll need to succeed academically. Princeton Review says, simply put, Landmark College knows how to serve students who learn differently better than any other place on earth. We're now accepting students for our fall semester. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
Has your child been diagnosed with ADHD? Is he not fulfilling his potential? Success in Mind can help. We provide assessments that identify a student's learning profile of strengths and challenges. The result? A practical plan of strategies and tools that go beyond medication that parents, teachers, and students can implement together. If your child needs more success, visit Success in Mind at www.success-in-mind.org.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Master Certified Coach Jody Sleeper-Trippett on talking about motivation. Before we get back into things, I realized earlier we were talking about your workshop in Provo, Utah, and didn't explain to everybody how they could find out more information. And I presume, Jody, if they just go to jstcoach.com, they can find out more or email you at jodi@jstcoach.com.
Right. And if anyone doesn't know the email address, if you go to the website, jstcoach.com, you can just click on the info at, send us an email, and we will get information out to you right away. We are wrapping up the enrollment within the next few days, so if you're interested, please get in touch with us. And as I said, it's an opportunity to have an on-site, in-person workshop with me for 3 full days.
Which will be an excellent opportunity. So, Jody, talk to us about what do we know about motivation and how does it relate to young people with ADHD?
Great question. The biggest thing that I've learned in the 15, 16 years of doing this is that we all look at students, young people, and think, well, you know, if they're struggling but they want to do it, why don't they just work harder? Why don't they just do it? Why don't they just ask for help? Well, if they don't know how to do it, you know, try another strategy. And we can sit here as adults and we can talk about this and parents can suggest, teachers can suggest, but it really comes down to that level of frustration of the desire is there. So when we're talking about motivation, the desire to take action is there. The question is, where do I begin? So what happens is for young people, for teenagers with ADHD, they have problems staying focused, staying on track, and even knowing sometimes what skills they have or don't have, what do they need to do, and how can they move from point A to point B to get something done. So it really is difficult for adults to figure out, is this a child who's unmotivated or is this a child or a teenager who just doesn't know what to do next? And I find that the latter is usually correct. They just don't know what to do with executive functioning difficulties, with difficulties setting priorities, making plans, figuring out how to stay focused, how to actually study. They don't know how to do any of that, so we need to help them to better understand it so that they can take that motivation and say, wow, I'm willing to try this because it looks a lot easier now.
Yeah, I really like what you said. It's interesting. I know you coach and work a lot with adolescents, but I have to tell you, I see it in the same thing in adults. A lot of times they want to do it, like entrepreneurs and stuff, but they just don't even know where to start. They're overwhelmed with all the options, and they just need help on, you know, where to go to kind of break this stuff down because they don't really know what to do. It's a white sheet of paper. And knowing where to begin is kind of a big deal. And this goes back to your point earlier, is motivation. You kind of have to break it down. You might want to do it, but if you don't know how to do it and you don't know where to start, it's you're stuck.
Exactly. And sometimes it's valuable to find out whether you go through a full-blown psychoeducational testing for someone who's newly diagnosed or go back and take a look at, you know, what has worked in the past, what's getting in the way. Is this a neurobiological specific issue related to ADHD? Is there a learning disability going on? And sometimes it's simply no one ever told me step by step how to do this in a way that I could understand it or that worked with my learning style. If you have someone who is very visual and teachers and parents are giving them verbal instructions, they're not getting it because no one's writing it down. That's a really simple example of write it down and help them see how to travel through the process, and it becomes more interesting, less stressful, and again, the motivation increases.
And in your book, what I liked about the motivation thing is it talks about ADHD and this stuff, and you actually kind of break it down. We talked about they don't know where to begin, but you also talk about, you know, many times they have insufficient skills. Like, once they know where to begin, they might not actually have the skills to do it. And then you also talk about, like, negative life experiences. Can you kind of comment on these?
Sure. As far as the skill issue, when we're dealing with a problem with executive dysfunction, and it's hard for a young person, and as you said, even for adults, to know how to do it. Let's imagine that you know, the goal is I'm going to study for 2 hours a night. Well, that's great. Has anybody ever taught this particular kid how to study? And there are things that is simple, and it's simple, but it's really important to say, oh, have you ever used little Post-it flags to count out like 5 or 10 pages? Put a Post-it flag, read that part, take notes on it, and then make sure you remember what you read before you go to the next place. Things like that are very simple, the skill set. Different tools that can be used to help someone with reading, with writing, with using their auditory skills by having a tape recording of what's going on in class and playing it back for themselves. So helping them to understand what are the skills I need, what are the strategies I need in order to move forward. And the piece that connects with the demoralizing life experiences, it goes to your Rick LaVoy's comment about the broken glasses and what I was saying about the student who was too ashamed because people laughed at him all the time whenever he'd raise his hand and say, I don't understand because you explain it again. So when there's constant failure and you can't read or you can't get an answer or people make fun or parents are in a situation where they truly, honestly, in their hearts believe that the best way to help their child or a young adult move forward is to punish, to set up, to ground them, to say, you know, if you don't do your homework, mm-hmm. you can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you don't know how to do your homework?
Mm-hmm.
And all you keep getting is this, you can't do it, you can't do it, you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing, why don't you just try harder, like in the TV commercials.
Yep.
All of that leads to the negative tapes and makes it very difficult for these kids to move forward. So we want to remove that.
So at a high level, I just want to kind of back up and kind of frame this out for everybody out there. I have a learning disability, and I have to always put things in context, is the topic today really is motivation, but we're breaking it down into components. A person might want to do it, but if they don't know where to begin, if they have insufficient skills, and if they have negative life experience, all these are barriers to actually executing or moving forward on the motivation.
Right. And I just want to read a couple of sentences that might help, is that the one thing that we all need to remember is that because of the brain-based biology of ADHD, motivation is not about the will or the choice for many young people with ADHD. It's about a neurobiological condition that runs counter to the natural feelings of motivation. So there's this push and pull. Yeah, I want to do it. Oh, I don't know how to do it. Yeah, I want to do it. Oh, they're going to make fun of me. Oh, I want to do it, but what if? It's very, very hard. They go back and forth and forth and back.
This is interesting because I want to kind of share a story. My older son was just kind of going through the regular school system here in Tampa, and he got to fourth grade, and he goes to actually a private school. They have to get laptops when they're fourth grade because they wanted to grow with them, which is no big deal other than in fourth grade he started actually having to do some reports, and he had to go research out on the web, and nobody actually taught him like how to do that. So I would see him, and he would be toggling back and forth among browser screens and trying to assimilate this information, and he was just struggling with it. And finally, I'm like, you know, he wanted to do good, but he really wasn't kind of performing. And I walked in, did anybody ever show you how to do this? And finally one day, we printed it all out, we highlighted the stuff, we put it out in front of it, and started showing how to assimilate the points and stuff like that. And he kind of moved forward with it. And it was interesting because he had the motivation to get the good grade, but he wasn't before that because he didn't know how to go do that. What's more is he was a little reluctant for even me to work with him because he was negative. This just isn't going to work just because of prior experiences. So he wanted the grade, but he didn't know how to do it. And the other barrier was just the difficulty he had with the past. And so often we just think that people know how to do it. And sometimes you just don't. You just need somebody to show you the way, give you a template.
Exactly. And it is really important for us to understand as adults that there was most likely someone around helping us to learn. And even though we're in a more high-paced society, that doesn't mean that our children are going to learn faster and are supposed to learn faster. In fact, they miss a lot because things are speeding by. So when you add ADHD and learning issues into that, it's really important to slow it down and chunk it down, as we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. Again, we need to go to our second break. As Jody had mentioned earlier, if you'd like to get the book, contact Jody. If you just go to jstcoach.com, you can email her from there. You can get the book from there. You can learn about more coaching services there and training services and everything else there, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. With that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
The Virtual ADHD Conference is an online event that empowers you with the information, tools, and resources that you and your family need to succeed with ADHD. Join us at ADHDconference.com.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with Jody Sleeper Triplett, and we're talking about motivation and learning. Oh, boy. While we were on break, I made a couple adjustments. We've got about 2 minutes left of the normally scheduled show, and I made an adjustment. Jody, can you go over a little bit?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
For our callers that are online, in about 2 minutes you'll get cut off, and my apologies. There's just some good material here that I just really kind of want to address while we got Jody and not do a sequel. So if you're for our callers out there, if you get cut off, if you just go to attentiontalkradio.com, click on this episode, and scroll 30 minutes into it, you can pick up the last little bit of it. And for those that are our iTunes listeners, again, if you just go to iTunes.com and you search for Attention Talk Radio, you'll see this episode, same thing, just move it forward. So, and my apologies, but this is some good stuff. And I wanted to – we talked about what motivation is, and then we moved into what I really like is motivation is not just do it. You got to break it down. You got to know where to begin. You have to have the sufficient skills. And you have positive life experiences. And if you don't have any of those, it really can kind of get in the way. Jody, I want to kind of turn in your experience as a coach and your coach training. When the tire meets the road and you're working with some people, tell us about how you work with or coach adolescents and children to kind of help them find their way on these so that they can connect the motivation or the desire and the action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to connect the motivation and the desire to that action, what I find really valuable is to use some of the basic coaching skills, the life coaching skills that you and I both learned in our coach training, and most of the ADHD coaches these days have that background as well. And for example, to find out what is it that a teenager really wants to do, what are your interests, what are your dreams, what are some of the things, let's just pretend for the moment that there were no bad grades, there were no difficulties, that everything was just pushed out of the way. Imagine what you can do and tell me what you want to do. So when we talk about their dreams and desires and connect that to taking some action on the tough stuff in the moment. It's having that carrot out there and having those dreams out there, even if the dream is for something 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now, to help them to connect to, wow, if I do this, then I get to go to that bigger thing that I want to do. If I want to go to art school, I still have to pass my English class. But then I can go off and go to art school.
Fascinating. So it's to unearth that, bring them consciousness, and then talk about the things that they need to do in order to get there.
Right. And having them understand that we want to just put their failure off to the side right now. I'm not ignoring the fact that they've had a tough time, but could we talk about and imagine the possibilities in life rather than focusing on what didn't work?
Mm-hmm. Once that comes out and they start to kind of move forward with something, do you work with them on skill sets and stuff like that to try to actually, like templates and stuff to get them started? Or in normal coaching, the clients create a resourceful whole and you ask them, they kind of come up with it. With adolescents and teenagers, does it work that way, or do you have to kind of like give them a place to start?
Well, it depends on the individual, but we do that dance back and forth of trying to find out, well, how much do you know, and what have you used before that's worked? And if the answer keeps coming up, I don't know, then I always ask permission to brainstorm. Could we just brainstorm and play with this? And tell me about the last time that you took a test or the last time that you learned something new. How did you do that? What made that work for you? How did you learn to ride your bike or to be so great in soccer or be a musician? Whatever it is, because there are talents in each one of my clients, in each of us as individuals. So we can go to that place to help them figure it out and then feed a little bit more. We always say that ADHD coaching is a bit more directive than life coaching. So sometimes, although I do believe all my clients are creative, resourceful, and whole, their resources are not as fully developed. So we want to fill in that resource pool.
One of the things that you just said that really kind of struck me that I use with adults all the time, and it's mirroring that, is when you get to that brainstorming stage, tell me about the last time you took a test or did something and it worked. And it's, what you said is brilliant and subtle, because most people don't necessarily pick up on that. Our world is designed to pay attention to what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask them, tell me about a time when it did work, they recall it, and then you can talk about, well, what enabled you to do that? Like, one of my favorite things in coaching is when adults says, you know, I want to get coaching on time management organization. I say, great. Say that's what you want coaching on next week. And the following week when they call me out and said, I want coaching on this week, I said, wow, this is incredible. You've made great progress. And they go, what do you mean? I said, well, you made this call on time, right? Yeah. Well, how'd you do that? They have no idea how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start, well, I put it in my phone. Well, you do that for all your appointments? Well, no. Well, maybe we should start there. And I love by saying, by brainstorming and really just asking them, when did you have some success? And then ask them what enabled you to do that, and then kind of comparing that is a great, because you're starting to pay attention to what they're doing right.
Absolutely.
And you're starting to get them to discover what it was, because many of them are doing a lot right, they just never noticed it. And once they realize that, they can kind of pull into it. So I absolutely love that. So in making that transition, you work with them over a period of time by looking at those things, and in that process, they shuffle through to understand what works for them, and you work with them with helping augment skills at different times?
Correct. Augment skills, find out, you know, what's going on that's new or different. What are you noticing that you're doing well? Where are you struggling? Are there new things in your life, new experiences, whether that's in your academic life or in your personal life? And how might we work together to come up with some strategies? So a lot of times it's social skills issues, that lack of confidence and not feeling confident to go out and meet with people. It doesn't mean they're not motivated to make friends. Everybody wants to have friends, but they might not know, the student might not know how to do that. So we can coach around that as well.
So I'm processing this in my head, kind of working it backwards, because the topic is really motivation. But if we kind of go back and say, if we pay attention to what worked right in your life, and we kind of figure what those key factors are, and we start to articulate the skills that you were able to do that, emphasize that it did work in those particular situations, and break down that white sheet of paper, then many of those with ADHD can begin to figure out how to actually activate on what they desire to do.
Correct. Good. That was a great way of putting it. That's exactly where it is.
Well, thank you very much, because I just put that together with you, just listening to you in this conversation. So that's one thing I like about the show is I'm learning so much from my guests. Jody, before we go, are there any other words of wisdom or suggestions or anything that we haven't covered you think that is important for us to touch on for our listeners?
One piece that I'd like to share is that the issue around rewards, and especially because we're heading back into the school year now, for a lot of parents wondering, gee, you know, they feel like it's a bribe. And when it comes to this issue of motivation and helping your children and your teenagers feel okay about moving forward, sometimes it really makes a difference to have something to look forward to. So it really is not about bribing. It's about an incentive to take the effort, to take that step, to know that if they take 3 steps forward, that someone's going to pat them on the back, applaud them, and for the little kids, maybe get them an ice cream or a sticker on the chart or the calendar on the wall, something to just add to that good feeling that's probably never been there before. So we want to balance that negativity and the multiple failures and balance that out with some great things coming up, some things to look forward to in a form of what one might call a reward or an incentive. It doesn't make it so that young people decide, oh, well, if you're not going to give me money, I'm not going to do it. It's very different from that in the way that it's structured. And for those of you who have my book or plan to buy it, the whole plan of how to take that motivation, look at it and look at how to have that reward system set up through a personal coaching agreement is all part of the book.
Well, and correct me, I'm just talking out loud, see if this, correct me if I'm wrong, but those with ADHD, interest is really kind of the key, and it's polarizing. They're either passionate about it, they're disinterested, and sometimes these other incentives can kind of help something that they're really disinterested in, totally non-motivated, but it's a stepping stone to get to what they really want, and sometimes these little incentives are the motivation that get them to do the baby steps that they really have no other motivation to do, to align that stuff up to get to the bigger goal of what they really want.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Different people have said ADHD is a paradox. It's one of extremes. You're either really, really interested or really, really disinterested, and this kind of brings you into the middle to accomplish that stuff to move down the goal. So with that, Jody, I'd like to thank you very much again for coming on the show. It's been as spectacular as usual. I got to read your book, I've read your book, but we'll spend more time on it so we can get you back for another topic.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff. It's been fun.
Again, for those who want to track you down, it's jstcoach.com, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks again, Jody.
Thanks.
That'll conclude this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Everyone, listen. Next week we have Bob Novotny coming in. He was a teacher for many years who specialized, loved to coach a room that had a fair number of students with ADHD, and we'll hear about his strategy. I think you'll find it fascinating. And stay tuned to our newsletter. We've got some exciting things coming up for ADHD Awareness Week. Thanks, everyone. Take care.